Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in-tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And hey, you never know. What you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who took time out on this Tuesday night to rock out with us. It means a lot. Just want to give a big shout out to all the callers and also all the people who are online listening right now. I appreciate you taking time out of your day. And like I say, in the words of Jay-Z, you could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. So it means a lot to have you here. And with that being said, it's Tuesday. I don't know if it's raining your way, but it's raining my way. And we better have a good time. Y'all ready to rock out? I'm going to be a DJ for the night. So let's get it.
So we offer you, we offer you our lives. What are you bringing to the table?
See, everybody want to rise to the top these days. A lot of people might come and try to take your place.
Oh, you know that
all you gotta do is keep rising, Don't look back and keep shining,
I had a little trouble, I had a little pain.
Now make it rain,
Now I'm watching every nigga watching me closely. He best know how I'm rolling, but he approached me. These bitches know they can't easily provoke.
Working hard, wanna let you know, proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour all my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestring, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire, I'll fire. See you soon. Turn the game on. I'll brush your hair. Put your durag on. Want a foot rub. Want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours. I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. Take the stress away from you. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, there's a word.
I
know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep the hypnotized to keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed in the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I'll roll over. Baby, I heard you. I'm here to serve you. Love you need, give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy.
Having regrets about circumstances and situations that you yourself create. Because whatever situation you're in right now, whether you want to believe it or not, you made it. Petty decisions are often overcontemplated. Thoughts like, I wonder if she loves me, or I wonder if he'll be true. Wasting valuable time trying to get to know someone else when what you need to do is get to know you. Relationships supported by superficial foundations that are guaranteed not to work. Obsessed with a desire to make a change in others, but not willing to make a change in yourself first. Overreceptive to obvious lies while looking straight into deceptive eyes. Thinking outside your natural state of mind just to pacify a nagging lifelong ache. Deficiencies in the feelings of self-worth and self-love create delusions, making the crooked appear straight. But like they say, whoever they is, all is fair in the game of love. I heard somewhere that the name of the game was to play or get played on. And if you're really paying attention to what's going on out here today, the name of the game might not be so wrong. You saw the truth when it was shown, but you decided not to look. You were probably preoccupied with those artificial good looks or those potential transactions from wallet to pocketbook and from pocketbook. The truth is often discarded by the way the relationship started. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. What was once natural for procreation has fallen to a pointless, dehumanizing, life-risking sin. In the minds of men, lust is mistaken for love. And guilt-induced paranoia changes that phony hug into an angry shove. And that angry shove into a violent push. And that violent push into an ugly situation. Now you're afraid to look. Giving all of you only to be unappreciated while neglecting your own self. And you asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. You're asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. Yeah, I can believe it. Abandoning lifelong dreams and aspirations. Then feeling that it's too late when the truth is finally discovered. What kind of love makes one lay down their own life just to cater to or assume the life of another? My sisters, my brothers, and others. We must pull back the covers and blind us from our eyes and realize that just like oppressed roots will continue to grow, the seeds and offspring will continue to be traumatized. So many lives are destroyed and ruined. People simply don't know what they're doing. Being disrespectful yet wanting respect. Having the audacity to ridicule other people's ways, and you ain't even got your own ways in check. Expecting everything, but never willing to give. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. Deceptive from the start, just to satisfy a carnal desire. But a seed has been planted, so the stakes just got higher. So many fights, so many wars, childish name calling to even the score. Are you dreaming of a life where there's peace within? Well, here's a solution. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Now that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution. A solution.
Right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ day. Yeah, I'm just another overrated quote and underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV. Philosophical thoughts are too deep for a shallow mind. But they'll still catch a cafe. Tells me without a sign, it's nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper, I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy, reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see you too, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page. What can I say? Look at the bay, hoping to say there's no rage in the deal because I ain't safe. The mixture flipping these scriptures, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation will have you stuck again. Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chana, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys are having a good day. I'm actually about to open the open mic lines right now and shout out lines for anybody who wants to give a shout out. And I'll most definitely give you a shout out. Don't hang up when I give you a shout out. This is just me paying homage. And I just hope everybody's taking care of themselves. I know we got a lot going on in the midst of this chaos. I would just say stay prayed up. And like I say, I only fear God. You know, so with everything else, I just believe in my heart that we're going to be okay. So with that being said, we got Miss Burnett on the line. What's up, Miss Burnett?
Yes, Miss Burnett, an egg all day. Y'all know the word. Pray for Miss Burnett.
I'm praying that's for right. You, most definitely.
Yes, man, that's right. League ain't killing me.
Okay. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, I'm most definitely hit you up, okay, about some places that you can call, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. We got Sweet D in the building. What's up, Sweet D? How you doing?
Hey, Tana. How you doing?
Doing great. Good to have you on the line.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. And we got my
You're
sister
welcome.
From another. Thank you, ma'am. My sister from another mother, Miss Unique, in the building. How you doing, lady?
Hey, I'm doing good. I've got a couple for you today. I know you're doing quick shout-outs, so let me do my couple, and then you can roll with it for the rest of the time.
Sure,
okay?
Do your thing. You can take the mic.
All right. So first off, I'd like to pray. Lord, please help those in position to help others. Please give peace and love to their families. To those in the path of this virus, give them wisdom and strength to do the right thing per your will. Thank you, Jesus, for all you have done. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for all you will do. Thank you, God, for being and loving. Amen. All right, so my next one is Got China. China, you're a doll with copper cheeks and a beautiful soul. This day, an honor for Kinston, North Carolina, illusions, and you. Worn like your Sunday best, a day we will celebrate for years to come, joy and remembrance of the hours spent lifting the community and individuals to new heights. A picture of hard work and fun-filled moments of long ago and forward motion. A dream fulfilled by faith. Branches yet to sprout the weight will bring new beauty as ideas bloom and souls shed their impatient murmuring. God will continue to work to bring us together, uplifting, blessing one another. Praise his name. Enjoy your day. I got one more, and then it's all you, okay?
I just got to say wow, and thank you so much, and amen to the prayer. Thank you. God bless you, girl. I can't even talk.
This is my last one, okay, for the night.
Okay.
All right. Mia Moore. The first letter of each of these sentences is Mia Moore. Mine, I hold dear. A love so bright, my heart so tight. Over time, it lasts. Reality is memories. Love. Oops, my phone didn't like me. Love, same thing. The first letter is going to be love. Listening to sound of a beating heart. Voice so sweet, engaged in harmony. That's it.
That's beautiful. We appreciate you sharing, most definitely.
Yes,
ma'am. And thank you for all that you do.
Thank you.
All right, everybody that was unique in the building, I hope you guys enjoyed that poem. That poem was amazing, both of them. Like, the prayer, the poems. She just has amazing an amazing mind, and I just love how things come together for her. And it's just, I don't know, it's just, I can't even say it's, like, so spiritual, so, like, it's right on, it's always right on time. I got another caller on the line. What's up? What's up? This is Chyna in the building. I got a 252 on the line. What's up? What's up? This is Chyna. 252-361. What's up? What's up?
Yes, Chyna. This is
Pugaloo. What's up, Pugaloo? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just here to listen to you tonight. It's been a while since I've been up here, so.
Right. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. Appreciate the support. All right, everybody. Like I said, I hope you guys are having a good Tuesday. We're going to rock out. I'm about to play you some tracks, and I'll be right back at you. I'm just going to go with it. So hope you're feeling good. If you're not feeling good, I hope you start to feel better with the music that you hear and the tracks and the different people that you'll be listening to tonight. Let's get it.
Like Sunday morning, gentle as good old Ben, knowing how to love when my heart let you in. A good old country boy, yes you are. Doesn't matter if you're near or far. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey, can be as sweet as strawberry wine. January 4th, you made the choice to be mine. So this big city girl became a part of your world. Finesse and manners all came into play. But you putting a smile on my face has always made my day. 3 years going strong. What God has put together, how on earth can this go wrong? You're as sweet as strawberry wine. And yes, you're warm as a glass of brandy. And baby, I stay stoned off your love all the time.
Great man's rhymes and reasons, the beginning of a great man's season, truth. You see, with epic proportion, this is my own reason, my unorthodox soul for great things to come. See, this is my life, philosophically great, where great man's no apology, but truth's hemology. You see, the grass ain't always greener on the other side. I gotta understand where my life lies and continue to put my foot in front of each other. Never fall flat on my face, but continue to rise and see amazing grace. To create the greatest heights I go, see I'm climbing on great hills. I understand this is a mystic river. Great man's are bring fogs and clouds. I understand that I'm worthwhile living. My life is great. Systemology, I'm not fake. See, this is a great man's apology. Hemology is once again roaring. And great Mr. Drown said, rah. I understand this is the great cause of my life. I understand great things, and this is not strife. You see, they come against me, wanna rob, kill, and destroy me, try to take me out, try to put me in a place of no return. See, the devil don't understand me because he ain't rise above it all. Understand this is a system of great things, a mythical epic proportion. This is no dead man's extortion, but I understand that I can smile today. I understand that my life is greater, greater than yours, probably most. You see, I'm not boasting. Understand that this is a great man's like bread, I'm toasting. Keeping fire hot like great things continue to be higher. Jesus, my Messiah, continue to bring me closer, closer to the great man's doors. They'll open something. This is how we do great stars, dropping bars in the midst of a mythical epic proportion. These things, like I said, are not extortion. See, I understand where my life lies. This is a great thing. See, I'm winning a great prize. Keeping my eyes on those prizes, keeping my heels up under my footstep. Understand that I'm lying, never lying and dying in vain. These are things that's coming for me. See, I'm rhyming with great things, histology. See, I'm thinking that I'm going to be a better man today. I understand that my life is systemology. These are the things that I'm finding because I'm continuing to walk and start great streets. I understand that this is no apology for great man's truth, hemology. This is still great things. See, I'm not an anthropology, but this is a great test of time. Read between great books and great lies. You see, from the hills is where my help comes from. I continue to walk. This is my platform, my life. The great things I understand, this is not strife, but the great things that is best, the words that I progress. See, my knowledge is keen with great things that I'm saying. See, this is not something insane. This is a great man's name, great man's lame. See, I'm understanding. I'm like a lion in the jungle as I'm roaring in the mist and saying, rah. You see, this life is optional. I got many things to choose from. I can go either the great way or the bad way. I can either be here on the lower case or the stairway. See, truth is telling me to go after the great things of prosperity, great things of virtue. See, this is a crazy entity, my reality. These things I'm understanding because I'm loving myself, guiding myself. See, yesterday I was walking with myself. I even talked to myself. Understood that I could always trust myself. You see, these brown eyes, these great visions. Before great things become for bad man's and for visions. See, I'm a visionist, a great man's visionary. I see I can beseech you, but inside the great things I've seen you. Seeking and believing for great things I understand I'm seeking. Understand it's a truth, man, great rise I'm leaving. To my own success. See, I'm loving and guiding and understand that I can progress with these things. See, this is my soul that is own self. Self-righteous, self-great things, and I understand you're not biting. See, no biters are great things, are backsliders. To understand this is a great man's rise slider. See, truth be told and great things worry. Remember, no apologies but truth's homology.
I'm a young man making your haters look funny. I'm trying to move my family, so I gotta get this money.
Wait,
I see your faces, man, you looking like a dummy. You already know Santana next coming.
Come.
I'm coming for the challenge, man, so don't start running. I'm riding dirt bikes, got the police looking 40. You know I hit the gas and saying, break it, 1-9. He's too fast, he probably can't last.
Like little cuss that we here to make money.
Money?
We all playing the game, trying to get these freaking honeys.
Honey?
Rich gang and Santana, about to count these hundreds, like Lil Wayne and Young Money. Just a Jones Summit thing, we don't play no games. I don't care what no one has to say.
Thanks.
We here about to get these checks, so I don't take a check unless they got a comma in it. I don't take it, man, huh? So don't play with my money.
Money.
Now you get another chance tomorrow. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like this. There's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Nation.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghosts, and they ain't even had time to boast. Cause I've been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil Will wouldn't sleep, but I'm in a still. Like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make it because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm, they wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that. And they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you. Live, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, well, I ain't finished.
Don't.
And I don't feature on a track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really. They don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking on rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G Wood. Man, man. And I do a track for track. Matter of fact, back to back. Yo, church, by the time I'm 25, no more 8 to 5. I'm a rap that stay alive. I'm a butt that. I'm trying to get the sponsorship. So when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine? I tell you my secret is simple. The Lord bear said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Just
don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal in it all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock, yo.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working, working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man. Ain't nobody gonna give you.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys are enjoying the tracks that we played so far and just enjoying the show in general. I'm actually about to open the open mic lines for anybody who wants to get on the line and do your thing. Remember, this is not a poetry show. I just happen to be a poet. You can do comedy, sing, rap. We just ask you to keep it clean. Give us the radio version so we can stay on the line. Other than that, do you. So with that being said, I see. We got Endless Six Soldier in the building. What's up? What's up?
Hey.
What's up? We got Endless Six Soldier. I thought I told you. What's up, Dion?
Yep. What's up? Not much. I'm excited. You know that always.
That's what's hey. Up, man. We appreciate having you on the line.
Yeah, I was trying to. The last show was the bomb. I was trying to get in, but I had a client that I was talking to, and it was like they would not get off the phone. I said, oh, man, I want this, you know, because, man, I'm so proud of you. I just want to say it live on the air. I'm so proud of you because you've been holding Kinston down for a minute.
Thank you.
And you've been doing great things, and you've been blessing people with your art. I mean, with your art also, but you also bless people as you being a poem. In real life, doing things and helping people. People don't know the things that you do behind the scenes, but I know because we talk like that.
Right.
Know? So,
yeah, I
congratulate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you and your wife. Y'all been, you know, great supporters. I appreciate all you know, you're doing for your community in Massachusetts, too. So, I thank you, man.
No, no problem. And, you know, speaking of communities, you know, it's good that. You know, we coming together even now because of the, you know, this plague that's around, you know.
Exactly.
And we have to even do more. And I know you're doing so much. And I just encourage everyone in their community, wherever they're at, to lend an ear. It doesn't matter how rich you are or how poor you are. It just matters that we all have souls and we got to show love to each other, no matter
Indeed.
How hard this thing get, you know.
Exactly.
So,
how are things up your way with that, with the virus?
Well, you know, now they have it where you have to be quarantined if you come in this state. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's terrible. It's terrible. I mean, one time we wasn't getting no one. Now it's like, I don't know where these people are coming from. It's, we have droves of people. Coming, I guess people trying to get away from it, and they're kind of carrying it with them. So we're not doing too well. Our state
gotcha.
Has been shut down. Yeah, so we just—it's just prayer. You just gotta stay in prayer, you know.
Amen.
But I'm not trying to bring fear because I don't like fear mongering. We just gotta pray. But I want to, on lighter note, you know, I commend you, China, on your award that you had gotten. You know, and
thank you. I can't believe I got my own day, Dion.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know too many people. Actually, I don't know anyone. It's about too many people. I don't know anyone who has their own day.
The only person I know has got their own day as far as poetry, Maya Angelou, and George and Me.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool. The only person I know that got their own day up here is Bow Wow. You know Bow Wow got his own day up here.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, we love Bow Wow up here. So So I know people clown him and everything, but he's the man up here.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, he got his own. Is that where he's from? No, he's not. Bow Wow's from the Midwest. He's from what? Bow Wow's from Twin Cities. Where? He's from Ohio.
Oh wow.
Yeah, we just love him up here. Yeah, we love him. Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, Columbus, Ohio. He got his own day. He's the only person I know. I mean, that I don't know Bow Wow like that, but you know, I've rocked to his music for a long time.
Right.
They have his own day. And you. But I don't know you. But
Deion, I just want to say, like, everybody answer you guys online. Please tell Toy, I said, hey, the amazing part about it was, when I used to be the clerk to the board for the county commissioners and the county manager, I used to write proclamations. So when I saw, when they surprised me, because I didn't know what they were going to do. They just said they were recognizing me. And he said he had a surprise for me, but I didn't know what it was. And so I was like, you know, I came, and when I was standing there on the video, I don't know if you guys saw, I kind of stepped back a little bit because I was like, proclamation? And in my mind, I was like, does that mean I'm getting my own day? And because I used to write proclamations. And I was like, oh, my God. And it said Clavette China Roberts Day, you know, March 28th. And I was like, oh, my God. And then, look, while I'm crying with that, him passed me the proclamation. He said, hold up. We got one more thing. I was like, oh, my God, because my heart already felt like it was falling out of my chest. And so I'm actually the first ever poet laureate for Kinston, North Carolina, period. So I made history double time.
I know. You know what? I write the newsletter for Enlisted Media. I'm going to include you in the newsletter.
Thank you. You said what now?
I said I'm going to include you. I'm going to give you a special shout out because that is big. And, I mean, come on. It's National Poetry Month. And you got that. Come on. That's big stuff there.
Wow.
I was telling all my friends about you. They was like, I said, you know, nerd. I said, yes, I do. I said, we've been talking for a long time. I said, I seen her come up, you know.
That's right.
So much, you know, the stuff we was going through, and I'm like, you know, and now she's getting her own day, and I got a special award from the city. Come on now.
Yeah, and Poet Laureate.
Poet Laureate. Actually, I'm going to get that spelling. Matter of fact, I have to go on your page, because I want to make it right. Because this
Thank
is amazing.
You.
Yeah, you know. And I was looking. I said, I need some things to really promote National Poetry Month. Because, I used to do, like, a little poem here and all. I just want to do something different. You know how it is. I want to do something different. I want to kind of congratulate the people that inspire me, you know, when it comes to poetry and music and, you know, all the art. Artistic stuff, all the artisans, artisans, I'm sorry. I love mispronouncing that word. Artisans. You were like, wow, are you serious? Why are you butchering that word?
I thought we were about to get us some tortillas. You said artisans. I was like, let's do it. I'm hungry.
Yeah, you know it. I thank you, China, and wow. It's good. I mean, we gotta look at the positive things that's happening too. There's a lot of people who get back into the art. I see a lot of poets that I haven't write. Now they're writing, and they're not letting this thing get to them. I see a lot of people getting back into their art, including myself and my wife. You know, I mean, and I feel the love. I think this is what it's a blessing in disguise. You know, a lot of people look at the bad side. But we're getting work done.
Exactly.
Work done.
We're going to make it through this. And it is a lot of positive in this because I know one of my homeboys is like, hey, look at it like that. He was like, who gets Poet Laureate in their own day in the midst of the coronavirus? I said, shit.
I know. Like, really, like, the corona didn't stop you. Like, it stopped a lot of things. Believe me. It stopped, you know, my favorite shopping store, and because I want to get some stuff for April, but guess what? nothing's really open that I like. So, but I thank God I got my life, and you know, and
amen.
And I got,
and look,
you know,
I
feel,
I didn't hear you. I hear what you said.
Oh, yeah, I thank God I got my life and my business and my art and my friends and my family. You know,
amen.
Everything in all material all the time, you know. You know, so I just thank God that we still here, you know.
That's right.
Man.
And can you do me a huge favor? Can you ask Toy to, I just want to let everybody know I will be featured on the Honey Spot on April 2nd.
Yeah.
Trying to get everybody to tune in.
Yeah, tune in. It's pre-recorded, but we're going to let you guys know when we're going to put it out there. And what I do, I'm going to tag you and your people and everything. And we do it because right now we just doing pre-recording because we got so many interviews that we do. And you know my busy schedule and her busy schedule. We just pre-recording and
mm-hmm.
we're going to put it out there. And we're going to let all your fans and your followers know because it's going to be a good interview because a lot of people don't know that, you know, my wife used to interview like celebrities and stuff. So, you know, it's going to be good. It's going to be intense. She's good at what she does, you know. So I think it's going to be a very interesting interview. And you, once it's out, please tune in. And I'd love to see you do your thing anyway, China, because I know you're going to spit some stuff. I kind of have a feeling you're going to do it. Because I know you. I don't know what you're going to do, but I know you. You're full of surprises when it comes to your artistry. And about no, you. Cause that's why I like tuning into your show, because you never know what's going to happen.
Right. Believe me, I got some tricks on my sleeve.
You do. You really do. I mean, sometimes it's a conversation. I know. Sometimes you have a conversation, sometimes it just total spit, like. Doing the,
no.
You know, you do your poetry thing. Yeah, and comedy too. You and your brother. Y'all do great. I tell you, y'all got to have y'all own show. Remember,
one
remember
day,
I have
one
y'all
day.
Host my comedy special.
And the weirdest part about it is, you're talking about me and my younger brother. If you put all four of us together, we all got the same mom, all four of us together, we are comic relief. Like, it's crazy.
No, so you funny anyway.
I think that's the reason why I like improv, because we were always improv, like just off the top of the dome, the joke.
Oh yeah, because you, oh my goodness, I'm telling you, you had me laughing by yourself. Then your brother was on the line one time. Now I don't know about your other, because I don't think I ever talked to your other sister, but I know I talked to your brother and you.
Right.
You and your brother are like a 1-2 punch, man. Y'all like Keenan and Peele.
We can't say
and
no.
Y'all, but y'all relate. But y'all related though, man. No, that's I can.
Yeah, I actually got
know,
one.
I can tell y'all like
line.
The Jacksons, man. Huh? Y'all like the Jacksons,
said,
man. Y'all got a lot of.
Oh my God.
Tell it, man.
Yeah, I got one of my brothers, the one you talk about, my youngest brother. I got his track up here too. I'm gonna play it later.
Yeah, please do, please do.
I got.
Hey,
you.
If he interested, you know, and thank you for the music too. I'm definitely gonna
anytime.
Put that on rotation tonight. Yeah, I'm put that on rotation. Hey, that album is banging anyway. You know, I know
thank
I used
you.
To bump that like crazy until somebody hacked in my computer. I had your whole album though.
They gotta get that
whole album. It's on Amazon now, right?
Yes, it
it's
is.
On Amazon? Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's on Amazon.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's on Amazon and Kanaki.
And Kanaki, right? Yep.
Mhm.
They gotta get that album. If you don't have it, you have to get that album. It is so blazing. And
it's
I mean,
called
it's thought provoking.
Pieces of Me by China.
Yep. Pieces of Me. And oh man, I might have you on Rhythm Poetry talking about that album, but I know you know what I'm saying? Cause that,
I got you. I'll do it.
You'll do it? Yeah, because we got to
Yeah, I'm actually working
album,
on my
man.
Second album.
You know, you are?
Yeah, I'm going to have some rap up there, some singing and poetry.
Oh, that's you anyway. You already know that's
baby,
you. That's
still in
friend.
The building. You feel me? All that.
I know.
Let me stop playing.
No,
that was my New York
that
accent.
That album is genius. Matter of fact, your album, when I did Soldier, I got inspiration from that album because you mixed all three, and I did the same thing. Yeah, I did the same thing, and I was coming from a place because I noticed that when you came from a place where, you know, it was, you know, we was talking about your life, and with the Soldier, I was doing. I say it's better just to I'm just going to put something about me. You
right.
know, when I did the Soldier, I was like me. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I got the inspiration for the song
Thank
to put
you.
On there. Yeah, but people got to check it out, though.
I need to talk your album. We got some tracks over here. I need to add some more Dionne Barrett tracks and Toy Honey tracks in the building.
Yeah, I know. I'm speaking of Toy Honey tracks, I'm working on her track this month. She be coming out with some a new single that's going to be on the soundtrack for the movie that I'm doing. So I'm gonna look
what?
Out. Just look out for that. Yeah.
Did you say
I mean,
movie?
Oh yeah. We do. Well,
I heard a movie.
Not a movie. It's a documentary. It's a documentary track. You know. So
I'm speaking
to
existence. Your movie coming soon.
Yeah, I know. I thank you, Jonathan. I'm just looking for.
Don't
some
say
good
no.
Producers. Yeah, yeah, boy, it's good. You know, I tell you, it's been a good ride. I'm telling you, you know, that's why I say I can't get down too much. I say, hey, you know what? Because the Lord been good to us, China. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, every year it's something different. And when you was telling me about that new book, you was telling me how you got it. I was like. Everything about you is organic, and I like that as an
Thank
artist.
You.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, you.
I don't know how
amazing.
I wrote that book. It was nothing but God.
I know, Tyler. That's why I was telling. I said it's so organic. It's like with you, it's effortlessly done. Like I see people
I be
trying
running
to write a song. You do, and I can kind of tell when you get an idea because you like. You say something, and then you be quiet. You're like, oh, what did I say? I'm going to use this. I'm going to use this. But that's how the Lord give it to you, though. People don't understand. You know? Just reveal it. Like, you know, some people
are
so scared.
Right.
Know?
Look, stay out of my head, Dionne, because I got an inspirational nugget for tonight. And just something I'm learning, but I'm going to go ahead and share it right now while I got you on the line.
Please do.
The inspirational nugget I want to give while we're talking is acceptance. I'm learning like that acceptance brings peace of mind. I actually talk about this in my book, but it brings clarity and peace of mind. Acceptance is also hard because when we got to accept things, people, you know, how people do things and not expecting people to be who we want them to be. I think we've had this conversation with you before, but just applying that into your entire life, because I think that when we constantly expect other people to be like we want to be or do things that we think they should do or life should go this particular way, and it doesn't, that's where the heartache comes.
Right.
And so I'm learning to be at peace with accepting the fact that, you know, life is what it is. Like right now, we can't change the fact that coronavirus exists. But
right.
guess what I can do? Right. Like, even though I have free will and I can stress about the chaos, instead of being chaotic about it, I can actually give it to who it belongs to. Like, God can fix it better than I can. I can't do nothing about it, but I can do my part with free will to take care of myself and use the precautionary measures, but still have faith instead of fear about the situation, because the fear is going to bring the chaos.
Right.
So I'm accepting the fact that chaos exists, but I'm choosing peace. So I feel
Amen.
Like that's where the free will comes in. So it's like, I know the chaos exists, and chaos can exist in anything, like in life, like relationships, whatever case may be, or we can choose for it not to be chaotic. And we can actually make this thing, this chaos, beautiful. Like, okay, learn
right.
something from that chaos and make it beautiful instead of giving up. And right now, I feel like in the midst of this chaos, why not look at it like this? Like, God has given us rest. I've heard a thousand people saying they're tired, they broke, they stressed out. I done said all that myself. And now, guess what? You can rest. You can chill. You got money coming. You can relax.
That's right.
You can actually enjoy your family. You can enjoy your family. You can. God is working it out. He's giving us rest so he can actually heal the land and heal us and heal the church.
Right.
The church is in us. Like,
that's right.
We get caught up in something. Huh?
Say that. You say that again, please. I want people to hear
I said
that.
He healing the land, but he also healing us because we are the church. So the church got to be healed because we've been spending so much time socially distancing ourselves from God with things and expectations. So now, even though we have to socially distance ourselves from people, we're getting closer to God, if you allow it.
Wow.
And that's just like my epiphany for the day. Like I say, if I give you a nugget, if you can use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. But this is just me as I go and I grow. I want to give it to you. But this is just like my epiphany, my little thing that I got for myself accepting. Like, it's giving me peace of mind, like in relationships and friendships and everything. Like, I used to have these expectations of people loving me back the way I love them. It's not going to happen. So I had to accept that. I had to accept the fact that, you know what, just because I give something and the other person don't make myself, it doesn't put me in a hierarchy situation. It just says that I have to accept the fact that's just how I do it. And we spent a lot of time with a lot of I statements of, I wouldn't have done that. I would have done it this way. And that's something I learned a long time ago, and I told you this a long time ago. In my early 20s, I realized, I heard myself saying that in relationships. And I was saying, I wouldn't have done this. I would have done it this way. I would have done this way, blah, blah, blah. And I realized that's what I thought. It's like, that's what you thought. That's how you thought it should have went. That's your expectation. That's what gave your expectation created this disappointment. So if I remove my expectation of how I think things should go and just let it be and be natural, I can receive the beauty in it. And then guess what? If there's chaos in it, I can choose with free will if I want to deal with the chaos that exists.
Uh-huh.
Instead of sitting here owning something that don't belong to me. I don't have to own the chaos that don't belong to me. Like, it don't. Now, I can fix the chaos that's within me to the best of my ability. And if I can't, I go to God. But I'm just accepting the fact that, you know what? It is what it is and it ain't what it ain't.
Right.
And that's
right.
The best way I can put it.
No,
and I hope it made sense what I just said.
It made very good sense. And I thank you for that nugget of knowledge because it's so true. It's so true what you're saying. And what you're saying, I was thinking. I'm going to be honest with you. I told my wife, I said, right now, because you know, usually I'm very vocal on social media, but I've been kind of like, Lord been revealing me 2020, watch everything. And not only other people, but watch what I say and what I do. To move a little more, to move better.
Right.
And, I was thinking of that, and I was going to say something like that, but I said, no, I want you to use me, Lord, to say it to a certain person that may need it or whatever. Because sometimes I think on social media, sometimes, you know, I get in my feelings, you know. I really do. And I was thinking about that, but you confirmed that it's okay. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to tell people that because, you know, I don't want to be offensive, but I want to tell people the right things to do and to be in the right mindset when they're doing it, you know. And I thank you for that, what you're saying. That was a beautiful nugget. Yeah.
Yeah, and I like I say, it's something, like I say, as I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm just sharing with you guys. Like, if I learn something new, even if it's about something about, you know, baloney, you know, or whatever, I'm going to share it with you. And I shared that because I realized, I was like, you know what, I value my peace of mind. And I know sometimes the chaos might be within. So I know I got to fix that because I value my peace of mind. So I was like, you know what, and every time, and maybe this can help somebody else, but it's helping me. Like, every time those learned behaviors those old ways of thinking come creep back up, I start saying, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Like, I start praying because I'm like, God, you got it. Because whatever I'm trying to worry about, God, you got it. I trust you. So no matter which way it goes, no matter which way, and I gotta do this quote right, and I gotta make sure I do this quote right from Mr. Milton Hall, my old neighbor, his elderly neighbor. But he say all the time, he calls himself Cool Breeze. He say no matter which way the wind blows, there will always be a cool breeze. So the way I'm looking at it is, no matter which way life, you know, like these waves, these different things we're going through, the wind blows and life, God, it's still gonna be a cool breeze. We're still gonna be good.
Right.
And that's how I'm looking at it. Like, why stress about something I can't change? I can't change people. So why I'm going to sit here? I can get on the phone with my homegirl and talk about all the things I'm upset about, been there, done that, about a person or whatever, or how I feel about this, that, and the third. It still ain't going to change that person. So why I'm wasting my breath?
Right. You're right.
What I can do is pray for that person. Right. Ain't nothing wrong with venting, but... me talking about it ain't going to change the person, but I can vent about it, but I just choose to pray for them because I realize my grandma used to say all the time, you can't fight spirits, you can pray for them. So I'm going to pray for the spirit. It doesn't mean that the spirit is less than. It just means the spirit is harming me in whatever form. So I'm praying for you to deal with them because I don't know how to do it.
You're right. Amen.
So, and then if I do that, I can focus on my purpose. I want to be able to focus on my purpose without being distracted. I want to be present.
Right.
You know, not just present because I'm my body here. I want my mind to be here to be clear enough to receive whatever I'm supposed to have at this particular moment. Like right now, my mind is clear, so I'm just sharing. Right. But before, you know what I'm saying, in time, we had so much going on. We couldn't, you know, we think about this, we think about that, and I can't be present. Wouldn't you want your mate, I'm just using an example, to be present with you mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, so you can actually connect for real, as opposed to being attached to all these different things. Like, everything has a time and place. And what if that time and place right now is that for you guys to connect, instead of that person being all over the place and they can't even get to you, and y'all can't, you know, that's time lost instead of time well spent.
Right.
And I'm going to shut up, y'all.
No. You saying right. No. You know what? Sometimes people, you know, they're quiet, you know, for a reason because they're taking in what you're saying. You know,
right.
A lot of times some people, and I have to get out of that way too because sometimes when I'm speaking of something and some people are so quiet, I say, well, did I say anything wrong? No, they're focusing on what you're saying. And,
right.
And, you know, must understand that when God spoke words, you know, he said, let there be light. And and then there was light. So our words, what we speak, you know, especially being poets and spoken word artists, we speak
mm-hmm.
light. We speak creation. We are creative, you know, and I like that what a lot of poets are using and a lot of people who they use this word creative, you know,
mm-hmm.
we are. Creative people. And he meant
mm-hmm.
it to be that way. You know? And now, the way you speak in life.
Right.
So you speak in heart. So you're creating that in our mental and in our mind. So we can go ahead and create what we need to create for our families and our community.
Right.
No, I'm loving it.
I appreciate it. And I do want to say for anybody who like wants to kind of go deeper into what I said, I actually wrote about this in my book. My book is called Walking in Purpose with a Passion. And all that's in the book. The book is also a journal, so you can actually write in it. And then the back of the book, instead of having it, you know how books have indexes? My index is actually affirmations. And so I wrote affirmations in the back so you can start speaking it, believe it, receive it, mantras, and then there's a little section in the back to create your own affirmations as well. But I did put some affirmations in there, you know, for your journey.
Wow. Wow, that's some good stuff, man. That's some good stuff.
Well, please stay on the line, Enlisted Soldier. Huh, go ahead.
Yeah, I cannot wait to hear that interview for tomorrow, talking about that book, because you've been talking about this book, and I'm learning a lot about it, but China, I really want to get this book, man. I really do. This, because you've been talking about it in, like, little, you know, you talk about here and there, but every time you talk about it, I'm getting deeply more interested in it, you know?
I appreciate that.
I cannot wait to hear the interview for tomorrow, because I know that it's going to be even more deeper, because you're going to be able to explain more things about that book. And that is good. I'm so glad, you know, that we can have a platform where, you know, people can explain their art, because it's all about art for me. You know that, Corvette. It just, yeah, I love art because I think it's beauty in it. I think, you know, when I want to go insane and I didn't know what to do, the Lord blessed me with art to do, to keep the soul, my heart, and my body, so I wouldn't do nothing crazy, even though I already did something crazy, but, you know, it's the aftermath.
You said, never would have made it.
You're right. You know, calming of the storm, you know, that you probably already created, but the Lord can and say, do better next time, my child. But I love it, man. I love it. You know.
I appreciate you. Amen. Well, please stay on the line, Dion. I got a few more callers on the line, and we'll go from there, y'all.
Oh, that's right.
All right, so we got Ms. Nancy, my God, sister in the building. What's up, what's up? Just want to say thank you for calling in, paying homage.
Hey, sis, what's up? You know, I definitely had to call in. I'm enjoying the show. And
that's what's
definitely
up.
Good to see him again. Haven't heard him in a while, so it was good to hear
I
him.
I know, right? That's what's up. Let me get Dion on the line. You heard that, Dion? That's my God, sister. She can call the show all the time.
Yeah,
Nancy.
I appreciate you, really. I really do. Thank you.
That was definitely a pleasure.
I had to get Dion to co-host with me again.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right.
You know that.
We had some funky good times, didn't we?
Yes, we did. You know what? I never said, Chana, you had me on the first show I ever hosted. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been featured on some shows, but never host one. You was the first one. I meant to tell you that. The first
one. Well, you did an awesome job, man.
No, thank you. Hey, I got a good teacher. You was guiding me because I'm so used to being featured, like, you know.
Right.
But you was the first one that ever hosted, you know, that whole show, and I'm like, wow. You know, because people
I appreciate
say they host. Yeah, no doubt. Anytime.
All right, we got another caller on the line, and thank you so much, Nancy, in the building. We got Carlos. I call him DMX of Poetry. What's up, what's up?
What's up, what's up, Chana? Hello?
Yeah, I said, what's up? I'll listen to you.
No, not much. Same old thing. I'm just dealing with this situation like everybody else, I guess. Trying to.
I feel you.
But, yo, I'm okay, though, and got a chance for me to be to myself a little bit, so I don't mind that.
I got you.
Yeah, got a chance to spend time with family and everybody get a chance to sit around and talk and all that. So, you know, like you said earlier, I mean, God might have did that just so folks could pull together. That's what I said.
Right.
So.
Well, your brother was on the line, too.
Yeah, I talked to him earlier. I asked him to give me a call.
Yeah, Pugaloo called in.
Pugaloo.
And he was like, he said, what's up, what's up? This Pugaloo. I was like, what's up, Pugaloo?
Hey,
you
got I wrote this for you. Well, not just for you. I just wrote this because this is where I was at. I was at the moment when I wrote this. I said, the lyrical cipher, the show has helped me change my entire life. And it has given me hope and inspiration. And I've chosen to do right. In here, I was told that I could make it. All I had to do is pursue my dreams. And all you had to do is stay positive. Nothing is really as hard as it seems. See, as a kid, my parents taught me that if you seek, then you shall find. And my life had taught me just that. That's true, y'all. It's just that I had the wrong things on my mind. Well, a few years ago, I started calling this show. And China, she convinced me to share a few poems. Well, I shared the ones that I had wrote, and then I wrote a few more. And since then, that's just how things have been going. And always talking positive, and it has opened my eyes. I see things, y'all, in a whole new way. And yes, I realize that the words are powerful, and it's taught me to be careful. You got to be careful of the things that you say. Nope, no one is perfect. And hard times will come, but it's not more than you can bear. It teaches us to have faith while we're learning from our mistakes. Now that you got knowledge that you can share. Now that's what I want to do. I'm trying to inspire my youth. And the best way to do that is just by giving them the truth. And the truth is that we all here on a mission. It's easy to find your calling if you just take the time to listen. And now that I hear him, I'm changing my ways. Positivity will always be my speech. But I want to reach my goals, so I'm changing my soul. It's time for my calling. As China said, yo, I preach. And I do God's will. I have no worries. I know that he is my provider. But I still like to say thank you, China, because he spoke to me through you here on the Lyrical Cypher.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you, China.
Wow. Oh, anytime, man. I'm glad I could be a vessel.
Always, man. But everybody, man, just stay positive anyway. Even through right now, going through this craziness, man, just stay positive and you'll be okay, man. That's all I can tell anybody, man. It's now it's between you and God. Man. I'm okay.
That's right. Amen.
And I'm okay.
That's
I'm
right.
Okay. So anyway, y'all keep your head up, stay strong, man. Stay positive, and you'll be fine. That's the only thing I can tell you. And stay in
the house. Go ahead, Bishop Hill in the building.
Stay in the house.
Look, you about to do flip the switch again?
Nah. We ain't flipping the switches no more. We think we're flipping the switches.
That was gangster. I was like, did he have on a whole dress? Quit playing.
Man, nah, that was just part of it. Come on now. Come on.
I had to make you laugh. That's why I said it.
The quarantine, man, have us doing the whole... You'll be surprised. I'm glad that's the only thing that was recorded.
You said no.
man. But, being locked in with your family and stuff, man, you do give you a chance to spend time with everybody, man. And that's a good thing, man. Folks should take advantage of it. Especially if you still can make it through. Hey, man, spend this time with your family, man. Enjoy that.
That's right. So,
yeah.
All right, everybody. That's Carlos. I call him DMX, a poetry in the building. And we got another call on the line. What's up? What's up, Miss Nikki? How you doing?
Hey, China. How are you?
I'm doing great. What you up to, lady?
Nothing. Trying to stay quarantined. I did step out earlier today. And you could tell the difference between the quarantine and, you know, a normal, regular day because nobody was really in the store.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Got in and got out.
I feel you. So I was asking him, no more flipping the switch?
Nah. No. We ain't did another one. Nope.
That was y'all gangster.
Hey, we had fun, though. It was fun. It was fun. It was fun.
What you got for us tonight, lady?
This one is called A Dream. Wake me up. Am I dreaming, or is this reality? Please wake me. This just can't be. My eyes are closed, but I can clearly see that my fantasies are real. I'm just not imagining. A dream, a simple fantasy that I knew would one day become reality. Wake me up. I don't want to sleep. My thoughts are all over the place. My dream is complete. I'm woke now. Wow, this felt so real. Phew, the dream of my reality. That's it.
You better do it, Mary J. Blige. That's my song right there. I was like, hold on. I was in my mind. A dream, a simple. Go ahead now.
Right.
All right.
Hey, but you know that wasn't first Mary J. Blige. That was DeBarge at first.
Are you serious?
Remember? That was the group DeBarge. They came out with that first.
Let me find out. Let me get my life. Get my life.
That's right.
Let me get it together. I appreciate you putting me on, girl. I didn't know.
That was DeBarge. Yes. Came out in the 80s.
I know. That's right. So y'all stay on the line. That's Nikki all the way from California. I'm about to rock out with you guys and be right back at you. Let's get it. Y'all ready to party? I don't know about y'all, but I know I am.
Yo, I feel like I'm 5 years old in this joint.
Something you can vibe to. 13 to 9
years yours. Yeah. All place.
This track takes me way back to being a child. Waking up in the summer, bright eyes and big smile. I ain't gotta go to school and I'm cool with that. Free breakfast at the rec where the food is at. Chocolate milk and a donut, I'm back outside. What up? Football in the street, small bodies collide. With the concrete, somebody call out time. We had to move to the side, let the cars pass by. They back in the street, be playing again. But it ain't official till somebody call time in. Time and into the heaven and my family is party. And grandmother drinking Seagram's, grandfather drinking Bacardi and Coke. House filled with smoke from cigarettes. Commodores on vinyl, Sam Cooke on cassette. Cupid, please draw back your hole through this living room of drunks. Just let your arrow go before somebody throw a punch and start fighting again.
Yep.
Yeah, it happened every weekend at the Tumble Inn. That's what my house was called. It's like the best of both worlds. We brawl and have a ball in the same breath, in the same night. You can have a fair party and a fair fight. From like sunset Friday night to like sunrise Monday morn. This is how we got it on. I don't know about y'all, but I'm born for this. See, my life is the best of performances. I'm just waiting for cameramen to leap out of the bushes to show me some more video footage of mama cooking. The big wooden fork and the spoon up on the wall. The Jesus Christ carpet in the car playing dog. I know this ain't the typical format for songs, but why tell a story if I ain't gonna tell it all? The bad, the good, the birds, the hood, the love, the fear, the birth, the death, the tears, the mouth, the wild things that we used to do. Still cable, water, gas, and electric too. So if you happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good.
Come on.
Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, we feel good, say it. We feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survived, happy that we found the love of God inside. I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, you feel good, say it, we feel good.
Yo, 1-3, four plays, Lafayette's yours, in the North View.
With my man, the right watch and view. Doing the right thing.
All the VA,
and y'all never thought y'all be dancing to the spoken word,
holding me down.
Check. 13 and Nazareth
in the
building. Yeah, and I'm out.
And I'm happy to be alive. Happy that I survived. Happy that I found the love of God inside. I feel good, say it. I feel good, say it. I feel good, say it. I feel good.
Put your hands up.
that I win.
You're
love
of mine.
All those times I said that I loved you.
You're love of mine.
Yes, I tried. Yes, I tried.
You're love of mine.
Even though you knew I'd die for you.
You're love of mine.
Yes, I cried. Yes, I cried.
You're love of mine.
Running thanks to take my time, letting all the people know that I'm back to run the show. What the hell you know was wrong, and all the dancing seems to know. So listen carefully while I sing my comeback song.
You're
not the man. Now she said she'd never turn on me.
You're
not the man. But you did, but you did.
You're not.
All this pain you said I'd never feel.
You're love of mine.
But I do, but I do, do, do.
You're love of mine.
Yeah.
See, after last week, I was all excited about the preacher and the dope fiend. But releasing it publicly, it revealed something to me that I've never seen. It really made me think about all the things that I did in my past. I thought about all the dirt that I did and all the fix that they had. What did I do? Yeah, y'all know, I used to sell drugs. But I got a little deeper in the game than that. I was more like a straight up thug. From city to city and from state to state, I was steady chasing that paper. And if I couldn't get it from selling drugs, I just pulled me a caper. See, it was all about my money. Nothing else, it didn't matter. Do whatever you want, dummy. As long as my pockets was getting fatter. I didn't care who you were or none of your responsibilities that you had. I took your wit, your food stamps, your cash, as long as you just sweetened up my bag. I didn't care if your lights were cut off or your rent was due. Or your food, no food in the refrigerator. I sold dope to a pregnant lady. And yo, she just had to worry about that later. And for years, that was my mentality, y'all. As I ran the entire East Coast, I was leading my own folks astray. But back home, that's where I did it the most. And that's where it hit me. I mean, it hit me very close to home. Somebody was doing the exact same thing that I was doing. But to me, that was wrong. See, you can't sell that stuff in my family. You must have lost your mind. And just like that, y'all, I quit. I left the game behind. So I thought. Well, social media is booming, y'all. Facebook hooking me up with all my old friends. So I sent them a letter in the inbox. I was like, yo, how have you been? They said, yo, Carlos, I'm just getting out of rehab, trying to regain custody of my kids. And another friend was like, I'm out on parole, man. I just did a 9-year bid. And I just found out that Pookie, the young boy that used to make all the runs for me, his mama said he got caught back in 2008. And he won't be coming home until 2023. Another young lady that I knew, back in the day, she was a real sexy lady. But she got hooked on drugs, y'all. Now she the mother of 3 crack babies. I can only imagine how many went to prison. And even worse, ended up in their graves. This is why I had to change the way that I was living. Look at the damage I did back in the days. Now even though that I've changed, y'all, later, and I'm still seeing the effects, that's why God put me back in the game. I got to see if I can clean up this mess. So if anybody need an ear, or maybe just some encouraging words, remember, this is not another story. This is the truth, not just something that I heard.
There's a fire starting in my heart. Carolina. And for those who don't know, back in 99 I took a trip to the countryside of Griffin, had a dip. Now I'm in a new city and it's strange, man, cause they don't even know my name. So I said, forget that, got a new place to get back, new place to chit chat. On the other side of the bridge, I can't forget that. I was really one of those kids before tic tac, but what's that? The tick bike, rolling on the back road, trying to stand loose with no lassos. With the same group they call rascals, high off like no tobacco. Yo, trying to make it to the bridge, trying to do it big, trying to be the one to write it down and show you what I did. Trying to make a change, trying to make a difference. And if you can't tell me that, what's smell me? You wanna be a small giant, just lift. You can't be negative of your thoughts, you won't make it. Can't be repetitive of your shots, you won't take it. I specialize in rhymes and keep it witty, no wounds. So for my back, I play the room. For my city, I'm from the G. What you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G. What you rap? Yeah, I'm from the G. What you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G. What you rap? I'm from the G. Rapping from the G. So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G. What you rap? Yeah, that's right, I'm from the G. What you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G. What you rapping from the G?
He watched endlessly, night after night, as she poured her heart out on stage, replaying images, a thought, emotion. Unable to resist the passion that burned inside of each simile she gave birth to. Spilling her ink, which formed into tears on the drenched platform that lay before her. As she drowned the audience with expression, making love to each stanza. Immersed with great sentiment, she remained afloat. Powerless, like a puppet on a string, as if he were Pinocchio and she, Geppetto. Her words pulled each chord, moving him to think outside the box. The comfort zone that held him hostage, imprisoned by ridiculous preferences of what ought to be, not what is. His heart cried out for more. Infatuated with each metaphoric line that pieced together her design. Puzzled, yet feeling a little out of place, he began to adjust his attire. Shifting his clothes in place, however feeling misplaced. This is not what he expected. How dare she be more than hips, lips, and fingertips? Having no alternative but to dig deeper. For this was only the surface. Wiping the slate clean, he rewrote the chapter. Her voice erupted like Mount Vesuvius. Relaying pipe through her vocals, his cerebellum climax. Reaching a zenith of pure ecstasy. Gathering the jigsaw pieces that embody her. Internalizing the inevitable. For she is poetry.
Everybody, I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call it.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. About to close the show out. I appreciate everybody who took time out to listen to the show. I do want to ask, kind of do a quick run through to see if anybody wants to spit a little something else. I know Unique said she was out. Dion, Enlisted Soldier, I thought I told you. You got anything you want to say, spit, before we close out?
Thank you, man. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for playing your album, because because I wanted my wife to hear it. Man, that's an inspiration right there.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know how many, because I know you're closing out, so I don't want to take long.
Oh, no,
I just want everybody out there to stay confident. Don't worry about fear. I forgot the anagram, but it's just, fear is just, it's something that we think of, you know, it's something that kind of just hold us down. It's a weight in your mind. And just look on the good things and the good times and the times the Lord brought you through, you know, so many things. And so that's
right.
Why I want to say to the audience out there, just.
Were you talking about the acronym for fear?
Yeah, I forgot the name. What is it?
False evidence appearing real.
Thank you. That's all it is. False evidence appearing real. And it's up to you to bring it to life, you know. So let's not bring it to life. Let's bring our spiritual self, our soul to life, and our ambitions and things we want to do. Let's bring that to life.
Amen.
We all creative. So that's what I like to say. And thank you, Shana, for a great show.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you, too.
All right. No problem. I'm going to check with Mr. DMX of Poetry. Got anything for us before we...
Hey, yo, I like how you said that, you know what I mean? That fear, I like that. False evidence appearing real. I appreciate that. My thing is, yo, seek and you shall find. Whatever you're looking for, that's what you're going to find, because that's what you're looking for.
Indeed.
So if you're looking for something good, then that's what you're looking for. The other stuff going to come, but you can handle that, and you ain't going to put no more on you that you can bear. Seek
indeed.
And you shall find, man. So if you look for something good, that's what you're going to find. Stay positive, everybody.
That's right. I want to check in. Someone just telling me to check in with Unique. Anything you want to say, Unique, before we close out?
I have like a million poems, love, that you guys have totally hit on everything with tonight. That was just an awesome, awesome, awesome show that you have.
Thank you.
You had tonight. It's awesome that you have it any night, but tonight was really, really uplifting for, I think, a lot of people. And just basically same as everybody else. Just keep praying and keep loving and love those you're with and love what you're doing. Find the joy in what you are physically doing in the moment that you are doing it. If you are coughing your lungs up, praise God that you still have a way to cough it up until you can do no more and give it all to Him.
Amen.
That's it.
All right. And we got one more caller, Miss Nikki in the building. What's up? What's up, lady?
Hey, China. I just wanted to say, talking about fear and everything, you have to realize that, you know, what they say, the old saying goes, nothing to fear but fear itself. Well,
and then,
as time goes on, you know, I'm embarking on 20 years of my mom being gone. So this poem goes out not only to her, but to Pops as well. Here goes. June 23rd, 2015 was a good day. One I'd never forget. I was happy because of the man I met. I mean, we talked and talked, and before long, I knew I had been caught. He made me feel all warm and loved when just a while back, I was dealing with pure scum. We never met, well, face to face, but as time went on, it was like we were in the same place. One night, we were talking, like we always did. Before he could say, baby, you're on speaker, I'm like, shh, oops. Pops was right there listening. Pops was nice, and I always had something good to say. He is missed right to this very day. Hollywood is what he called me, because I'm a Cali girl. I wonder if he knew his son would one day become a part of my world. Well, he's in heaven now, watching and smiling. Pops, your son is here being the man that you raised him to be. Thank you, Pops, for giving your son the DMX of poetry to me. Love you always. Forever, Hollywood. Everyone, have a good evening. Have a good rest of your week. And again, stay positive, and there's nothing to fear. As long as you got God on your side.
Indeed. We appreciate you sharing, most definitely. And thank you for that. I'm scared of that sexy poem for you, boo. I'm messing with you, but that's awesome. I had to make you laugh. All right, everybody. hopefully something you heard tonight rang a bell, touched your heart, pass it on, each one teach one. And if you got some nuggets, give it to somebody. Shoot, give me some nuggets. You know, so I appreciate it. You know, sharing is caring. And I'm not being the Care Bear, but I do like the Care Bears. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I just like to have a good time. And I do want to say keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. But I want to add two more things along with what I've been saying for years. I say keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. I'm going to say keep going and keep growing. So I just want to add that to you guys, like on your journey, you know, and keep speaking those things in your life that you desire, you know. But with that being said, I'm going to play this last track. And this is for all the lovebirds out there. Y'all be blessed. Y'all have a good night.
So this how we vibing tonight, huh? Okay. I could dig that. Just me and you tonight. Okay.
Don't move.
I ain't gonna move.
Stay right there. Right there. I just wanna look at you. I just wanna look at you. The very essence of your structure. Your silhouette.
Yeah.
Simulates the hairs that stand erect on the back of my neck. I'm at a loss for words.
Do you like that?
I don't know where to begin. Pondering whether this is a crush, maybe lust.
You know that.
If this is just a dream, don't wake me. Let me lie here asleep, trapped in his matrix. As the conversation unfolds, our words slow dance to the sounds of our rhythm. French kissing our thoughts. Saturated with every sentence form.
You know how we do.
My arms began to brag about how he felt. Temptation playing Russian roulette with our emotions. Begging them to stop. Closing our eyes.
Closing them.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Backing away. Until the next time we speak.